Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1. Listen back on the RT Radio Player app.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has attended the Arab League summit after a gap of 12 years. Syria had been suspended from the group at the start of its civil war in 2011 and was readmitted after states which had backed the opposition accepted Mr. Assad's grip on power was secure. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky made a surprise appearance at the summit today. He said he wanted to outline his peace plan for Ukraine to the Arab states. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by Samuel Rahmani, who's Associate Fellow at the Royal United Services Institute for Defence and Security Studies. Samuel, very good to have you back in the programme again. Let's start with Bashar al-Assad's attendance at the summit. How significant is that in your opinion?
Well, I think it's a very significant sign that Bashar al-Assad has been brought in from the cold by Arab leaders. And even though Qatar, for example, did not normalize relations with Syria, it still greenlit its return to the Arab League. So now it seems as if, regardless of how Arab countries stood during the war, they are welcoming Assad back into the Arab fold.
What kind of, and that's the interpretation you see in terms of the reception he got and so on, despite all the tens of thousands of people that have been killed by Bashar al-Assad's regime?
Well, I mean, that's obviously been a major problem for many countries in the region. And obviously, there were moves by Saudi Arabia and Qatar to back the rebel groups. But those moves have become a lot more pragmatic, really, since 2017. There was a drawdown in support for the Syrian opposition. We saw the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain normalize relations with Syria alongside Egypt. And then other countries start to engage in intelligence services or security services dialogue with the Syrians in the hopes of prying them away from the Iranians. So there's been a lot of movements towards de facto normalization with Assad, and now we're seeing that really come to reality.
What about Volodymyr Zelensky's arrival, a surprise visit? I mean, do you think he'll get a good reception, or what do you think he really wants to achieve there?
So it was a bit surprising, obviously, that Zelensky visited, but it's not wholly, because Ukraine has been making a major effort to court Middle Eastern countries in favor of its positions. It's important to note that in August of 2022, Ukraine's Middle Eastern representative, Maxim Sipk, visited the Arab League just weeks after Sergei Lavrov spoke at the same body and contradicted all of his narratives. Saudi Arabia gave $400 million in aid to Ukraine last year. Their UAE was negotiating a free trade agreement with the Ukrainians, which may be the first that the UAE has with any European country. So there's a lot of economic opportunities that I think that Zelensky is trying to get from the Gulf countries, and also ensuring that those votes in the UNGA, where the majority of countries in the MENA region are voting in favor of Ukraine and against Russia, gets converted, at the very least, into cracking down on secondary sanctions violations, especially sophisticated technology and financial assets that funnel from the Gulf into Russia.
And briefly, do you think he'll have achieved his goals?
I think it'll be a harder sell to get compliance on the sanctions side. So it was interesting that the United States actually targeted the UAE financial networks linking to Russia on the same day as Zelensky's Arab League visit. But I think that he'll definitely probably get some more goodwill diplomatically, as well as Saudi Arabia offering to mediate, whatever that means, and perhaps some financial assistance.
Okay, we'll have to wait and see what happens. Samuel Rahmani, Associate Fellow at the Royal United Services Institute for Defence and Security Studies. Thank you very much indeed, and have a good weekend.